This week's parsha is Parshas Vayechi. So in the parsha, in the Ben Ish-Chai, it says as follows: Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf, Ubaboche Yochal Ad. Binyamin is a Ze'ev, is a wool that grabs. Ubaboche Yochal Ad, he eats his, that which he catches. Ule'ev Yechalek Shalal, in the evening he divides his spoil. Nearly b'siyat d'shmaya yadua kol megamateinu, who all our focus, our desire, shlim Hashem v'kiseh b'shlosh otiyot, is to complete God's name and the kiseh, his throne, with these three otiyot: shtayim b'Hashem, two of Shem Hashem, v'chad b'kiseh, and one of the kiseh, of the his throne, dichtiv, like it says in the pasuk at the end of Mishmos Yud Zayin Tez Zayin, Kiyad al Kesya. Right, Kiyad al Kesya. What does that mean? Kivyachol, the kiseh is not shalem, the kiseh of the throne of Kodesh Baruch Hu is not complete, and the shem Yud K, Vavke is not complete. It's missing the Vavke. ושלמותם ותיקונם תלוי בגמר בירור ניצוצי הקדושה. The completion of the name and the fixing of the kiseh is dependent on finishing the birurim, the aliyot, the bringing up from the lower worlds of these sparks of kedusha. וכל מה שאנו מבררים, and all that which we clarify in Nitzotzei Kedusha, these lost sparks, min haklipot, from the olamot, the lower worlds of the Ra, osim behem ilui umale v'tikun. We do in them a rising and a fixing. V'yidua, and it's known, ki atzadik yitaches liyamin, a tzadik is related to the right side. V'zeh shama ben yamin. Binyamin represents Benyamin, because the yamin always represents the midah of chesed. The yamin is always the bechina of chesed, the tzad hatov, the left side is the son of din, right? Din is always associated with ra. So Binyamin represents tzad hatov, hu hatzadik. Zev yitraf is a wool that grabs. Zev, if we take the word Zev, is Zayin, Av. Yeah? Ki shlosh otiyot shehem Av, the three letters which represent in Av, Av is Aleph Beit, and is Karot, which is three, shetzarech letaknam, that we need to fix them, hinehem Shiva. The three letters need to be fixed, they are really seven. So these three otiyot, yeah, two of them are the vavke that's missing from the Shem Havaya. We have the yudke, we don't have the vavke. And the kes is really the kiseh, the aleph of the kiseh, that's the other ot that we're missing. Yeah? Hine, so it says that with those three otiyot we need to fix them. V'yineim shiva, and there's seven. Keneged shiva yemea binyan, against the 7 days of the binyan, i.e. the binyan of this world, which is the zayin tachtona, the lower spheres from chesed to yisod, yeah, and malchus, maybe malchus as well, right? That's seven. Ki lachain kol tikkun, all the fixing of this world mulkav v'asui b'mispar shiva. The fixing of this world, the teva, is always associated with seven, right? 7 days of creation, yeah. Seven represents the world of teva, yeah. So all that's associated with the fixing of this world is associated with seven. Ki lachain kol tikkun mulkav all the tikkun, all the fixing is murkav, is made up vasui b'mispa shiva, in this concept of 7 days. V'zeu zayin pa'amim av. And that's what it means, the 7 spheres, or the 7 which is represented in the physical world, is 7 times av. Yeah, i.e., because we seven, there's 7 aspects of the physical world which needs fixing in order to fix these 3 letters, the 2 of Shem Havaya and the 1 of the Kiseh. Kas, to complete Kas to Kiseh, and Yudke to complete it with its Vavke. Yeah? Ba'avuram, so this Zayin Pamim Av is Zev of the Pasuk, right? Uba'avuram, because of them, Yitrof Nitzotzik Dusha. I.e., Binyamin is the Pechina, is the concept that he'll fix the Zayin Pamim Av, yeah? The 7 aspects of the physical world to complete the 3 letters that need to complete the Aleph of the Kiseh and the Vavke of the Shem Havaya. Who Yitrof these Nitzutzei Kedusha in order to fix these 3 letters. Va'az b'gmah ha'tikun, at the end of this fixing, shegvat zaraf hakol, he already grabbed everything, i.e. he fixed the Kiseh, the Aleph of the Kiseh, and the Vavke of the Shem Havaya. As then, baboke, in the morning, hu zmana geula, which is morning, always represents the time of clarity. Ken? Tahayoma, like the Gemara says. Time of clarity, which is the zmana geula. Hanikra b'shem boke, is called boke, morning. Yochal ad. What do you mean, yochal ad? So here he's saying, yochal ad. Ad here is referring to ula erev. Kriba arev. Right? You say Arev. Hu Melech HaMashiach. Right? So Yochal Ad is referring to this concept of Arev, which is Melech HaMashiach. Yeah? And then Yechalek Shalal, he'll divide the spoil. Yeah? So it's saying as follows. In the morning, Yochal Ad, he'll eat the Ayin Dalet, right? I think here, Ben Ish Chayim is referring to Ayin Dalet. He means, in the morning, this man of the Geula will get to that stage of Ad, that all these Birurim will be brought up, and be fixed. Ula Erev, in the evening, Kriba Arev, right? Arev refers somehow to Melech HaMashiach. Yechalek Shalal, he will divide his spoil. Or Yuvan, or be understood, Baboke Yochal Ad, what does it mean Yochal Ad? Daled Ayin, She'ole Misparam Pa, Dalet v'ayin, ayin yud nun, right? Is the gematria pa, yeah? Because ayin is 70, yeah? And yud 80, and nun 50. So that altogether is 130. And 4 times 130. Is 520. No. It doesn't mean 4 times the gematria of iron. It means 4 times iron by itself. That's 4 times 70. Is 280. Sha'ola misparam pa. Pa is 280. Rem is... So what's this a hint of? Rem is l'chamisha chasadim shehem pa. It's a hint to the 5 chasadim that are represented in the tikkun of the, it's a tikkun of the pa dinim, Dinim, pa is usually dinim, usually chasadim. So it must be the chamisha chasadim, the ba that come to fix these pa dinim. And that's communion v'rav chesed, right? Gematria rav chesed is gematria pa. Kmo shekatav Rabbeinu Zal, b'sha'a ma'amei Rashbi, like the Ariza writes in the ma'amei Rashbi, b'biu ha'idra rabba, daf la tal, ula erev, what does it mean? Ula erev, ula ayin rav, right? Learn it as la ayin rav. Rem is la ayin ravti, the large ayin, the Shema Yisrael, of Shema Yisrael. Shehu, the Shema has a big ayin, when you say Shema Yisrael. Shu sod, Shiva Tachtono Dabina. The ayin ravti represents the seven lower parts of Bina, of Imaila, of the higher spheres. V'hi me'otiyot gdolot, which is made from these large letters. V'hu sod ayin shemahen ilain de ilana de chaya, which represents the ayin, the 70 names of the higher ilana, the tree of life, i.e., which is the bechina, the concept of bina. Kamo shekatu b'shar kavanot daf kaf alav amudalad. And then tichalek shalal, you divide the spoil, mayin nukvin minitzotze kedusha, i.e., the shalal is the nitzotze kedusha that you umevara, that you brought up into the higher worlds. Umacha, the kol magamatenu, all our desires and thoughts, letaken Hashem vakise, to fix the Shem Havayah, it will be complete with the Vavke, and the Kise, it will be complete with the Aleph. Lachen omrim b'kaddish, you say kaddish, it gadal v'it kaddash, yeah, let his name be bayed, big, made great and holy. Shmei Shem Yudkei Rabbah, complete. The Shem Yudkei should be complete. Uperush Rabbeinu Ariza, Hakavana. The Ariza explains this Kavana. Shebavonoteinu Arabim, because of our sins, Ein Hashem Shalem, God's name isn't complete in this world. Kamo Sh'ama Katura, the Pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Kesia, the same Pasuk, right? Vatam, this is actually written in the Gemara. This is written also in the Gemara in Brachot Tav Gimel Amud Aleph. Vatam lefi she'ein achiza leklipot b'shnei otiyot yudkei. There's the ra, the klipot, can't be ochez in the first two letters of God's name, which represents chokhma and bina. There's no achiza of the klipot there. Ela rak b'shnei otiyot vavke, only in the lower two letters vavke of Shem Havayah, which represents Tiferes and Malchus, right? Za nukva. Al ken yesh lehem oto haruchniot shu sod. They have the same ruchniot that is in the sod yud ala simane ketoret. Yud ala simane ketoret represents the lower worlds, right? The birurim, the Nitzotze Kedusha, the holy sparks that are in the lower worlds. Shinimshach lehem yisham. Right? That comes from there. I, these Nitzotze Kedusha. V'kavanotenu v'kaddish, and our intention in Kaddish, lahasir, to remove, usalek, to bring up mehem, oto ruchaniyut, that very ruchaniyut, that very spirituality, are these nitzotze kedusha, she saw yud aleph simanim, these yud aleph simanik Torah represents the clarification of these nitzotze kedusha from the lower worlds. V'zehu al yedei halat vavke, by us bringing up the lower vavke of Shem Hashem lebechinat yudke, to this concept of the first two letters of Shem Hashem to the Yudke, to make the Shem Shalem, for Kishit Chabru, and when they become together, the Yudke with the Vavke, Yitabatlu haklipot. The ra will be nullified, because we mevare all the nitzotze kedusha, which is represented in the vavke, to the yudke. And in this we say, when we say Kaddish, Yitkadal v'yitkadash, that God's name will be great and sanctified, Shemei Rabba, and his name Yudke will be complete, i.e. Perush, Shem Yudke Ye Rabba will become great, complete. V'yitchabruto, when it's connected in Vavke, with the Vavke, then his shame will be complete. V'lachen Yesh Yud Aleph Otiyot, there are 11 letters, Mishnei Tevot Elu, with these two words of Yitkadal, that's 5, Yitkadash is 6, that's 11 Otiyot. Kenishka B'Sha'a Kavanot, as is mentioned in Sha'a Kavanot, i.e., these Yud Aleph Samane Ktoret, which represents these Yud Aleph Birurim in the lower worlds, are going to be mitbarer when we say our Kaddish, to be ma'aleh otam from olam to olam, from one world to another world, yes? And that's what it means. Itkadal v'itkadash, shmei, shem yudke, rabah, will be complete, will be lifted up. And the shem yudke will be completed with the shem vavke, which is brought up through these yud aleph samanek toret. Again, yud aleph represents vav and hey, which is 6 and 5, which is yud aleph, which is 11. Right? That Vavke will be mitbarer through the Kaddish, and the Shem Hashem, God's name, will be one. Will be, the Yudke will be mitchabe with the Vavke.